Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The left fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting third. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elliot Bigelow. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Wally Gerber. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Gaston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scarrett. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Blue moves to third. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bigelow. McGowan reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. McNeely moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNeely scores. McGowan scores. Schult moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult scores. There goes Kress trying to get to third. Scarrett throws the ball into Reeves, who tags Kress for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. It's 4-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves strikes out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball four. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a fly ball into left field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Dobenz now pitching. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves juggles the ball. That's an error on Reeves. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobenz has McNeely trapped. He fires to second, with Rhine covering, who tags McNeely for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schult takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gerber scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Dobenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobenz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Collins reaches second base with a double. Mannion moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mannion tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0-for-1 in the game. Bigelow hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGowan for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Schult hits a line drive into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mannion can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Reagan now playing first base. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Dobenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobenz is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobenz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dobenz for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. Reeves hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Scarrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Scarrett reaches third base with a triple. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Barrett now playing third base. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGowan hits a fly ball into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0 for 2 in the game. Bigelow takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Dobenz juggles the ball. That's an error on Dobenz. Schult moves to third. Kress moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive towards second. Gerber catches it and steps on second to double up Kress. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaston hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Dobenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobenz is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobenz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dobenz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Roth Rock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McNeely hits a line drive into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGowan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Roth Rock, who is chasing the ball. McGowan reaches third base with a triple. Collins goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Browns. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Schulte hits a fly ball into center field. Roth Rock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Scarrett hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Roth Rock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roth Rock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roth Rock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Roth Rock reaches second base with a double. Barrett moves to third. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bigelow hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Barrett scores. Roth Rock moves to third. Heving moves to second. It's 6-1, Browns. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaston hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.